We're still discussing the last section of the ethics part of the class, and we have talked about doctor-patient relationships, doctor-doctor relationships, and have been talking about doctor-public relationships. And we've talked about the obligation of chiropractors to participate in functions of government, for example, court testimony, etc. The last section in this area, in terms of the doctor-public, is that of insurance relations, of dealing with insurance companies. Now, insurance companies don't bear the weight of government, however, they bear the weight of private enterprise. Insurance companies are corporations in business to make money. Chiropractors end up dealing with insurance companies in a variety of ways, and sometimes we lose sight of who we're dealing with and what our obligations are. Our obligations when dealing with third-party entities that are not government, but are free enterprise businesses, our obligations are to deal fairly, honestly, and with integrity with those entities. Very often, it's easy to see government and insurance companies as huge corporations and huge entities, and sometimes we just lose sight of the fact that we owe them honest dealings. Chiropractors and insurance companies have clashed since the chiropractors started being considered for coverage in insurance industry. I guess one of the things we have to stop and back up and realize is that insurance is based on risk. And insurance is based on accepting premiums from the public and then insurance companies making payouts when certain factors of risk become actuality. We pay premiums to our health insurance company. We pay premiums, sort of betting, if you will, that we will get sick. You know, if you think about it that way, it kind of changes things. That we make premiums to the insurance company, our bet when we make those premiums is that we will get ill and require reimbursement or payment for the health care costs. The insurance company is betting that we won't get sick. That's their bet. And they get to keep the money that we give them as premiums. So we have this big clash of circumstances sometimes, especially when in terms of chiropractic care being preventative and being wellness care, we have a clash with the sickness system. In basic insurance, we have a bet between two people, one saying I'll get sick, the other saying I won't get sick. In the wellness care, preventative care, regular routine maintenance care aspect that we like to emphasize in chiropractic, there is no bet. You are going to utilize healthcare services, whether you're sick or not. There's no risk factor involved. It's just, I will go get my spine checked. There will be costs. My insurance company will have to pay. There's no bet, no risk. So insurance companies, knowing that it's a sure thing that they're going to have to pay for chiropractic services, don't like to cover chiropractic services because there's no risk involved. There's no indemnity, they say. So we have a clash of very basic systems. We're trying to work within the insurance system set up for sickness care, and we're trying to work it on a wellness care basis, and the two just don't really get along very well. Straight chiropractic and insurance don't quite get along. They don't go together very well. So when chiropractors are extremely frustrated by their dealings with insurance companies, it's understandable. And when insurance companies just don't understand chiropractic and just don't want to pay for the services of a particularly a wellness-oriented chiropractor, we have to understand that. That's just part of the system. So in terms of dealing with insurance companies, chiropractors end up, if we really face the truth here, we end up lying a lot when it comes to insurance. We lie about the diagnosis, we lie about the care and the purpose of the care, not the care so much as the purpose of the care, because we are doing services to keep people well. Most of the time, insurance companies don't pay for services to keep people well. They just don't. They don't pay for maintenance services, services that are designed to enhance your health. They only pay for diagnosing and treating diseases. That's the way they're set up. That's where the risk factor is involved. So when we come along with wellness care and say we want to check your spine once a week or every other week for the rest of your life, and we want your insurance company to pay for it, we run into problems. So our ethical obligation when it comes to insurance companies is to understand the policies of the insurance companies and not to try and subvert the policies of the insurance company to get payment from our patients' policies. One of the things that that has gone on for a long time is that chiropractors doing a wellness care type practice will suddenly revert to a sickness-based practice when it comes to filling out an insurance form. We know we have to put down a diagnosis. We know we have to put down a treatment, otherwise we don't get paid. So we take our wellness care people and convert them into sickness care, treatment-oriented practices for insurance purposes only. All the time we're preaching wellness care to our patients. So we get into clashes sometimes, clashes of practice and classes of clash of conscience sometimes. Our obligation is not to lie to an insurance company, just as our obligation is not to lie to patients that we're dealing with. We have an obligation to be truthful. We have an obligation to be truthful with an insurance company. And if you're really doing a wellness care based practice, probably the best thing for you to do is to consider the cash practice and deal honestly and openly with your patients. Tell them that the services you offer are not covered by their insurance policies. It's not covered and it's not meant to be covered. And for us to create a diagnosis and treatment orientation for dealing with it is in fact being less than truthful. If you, on the other hand, are a chiropractor who works in the realm of conditions and correcting conditions and diagnosing conditions, and that doesn't bother you philosophically and you don't have a difficulty with that, then working within the insurance company has certain latitudes. Many insurance companies are sort of dealing with these issues today by creating guidelines for care. And rather than saying we cover all services of a doctor of chiropractic necessary for a diagnosis and treatment of a condition, they put some other strictures on it. Rather than leaving it open like that and saying we'll pay 80% reimbursement for every diagnostic and treatment related situation, what they're doing these days is saying we will pay for X number of visits to the chiropractor in each policy period. Each year you may have 12 visits, 20 visits to the chiropractor. And on those 20 visits, we'll pay up to $25 or $30. So they're putting a dollar limit. They're putting a visit number limit, in some cases both. And so they're automatically limiting our care, automatically saying that we are not on a par with medical care, because medical care is reimbursed, as much diagnosis and treatment as you need will be reimbursed within certain guidelines. So the concept of insurance companies putting limits and barriers certain strictures and limitations on chiropractors is definitely with us now. In the realm of managed care, we have managed care programs that say you have to get chiropractic care pre-approved. So call us up when you have a chiropractic problem, and our insurance company will tell you, according to our guidelines, how many visits you may have and how many we'll pay for, what services we'll pay for. So that sort of takes it out of the realm of making chiropractic into quasi-medical care. So, we have built-in limits. A lot of chiropractors feel like insurance companies are squeezing us and not paying us properly and limiting our care and taking away the patient's choices, and I agree, they do. Here's the deal. They're entitled to do it if they write it up in advance, if they write their policies like that, If they sell their policies with those restrictions in place, people buy their policies, then we have obligation to go by that policy. We can't try to skate around it and cheat them just because we don't agree with it. That's what the client has bought, that's what they've paid for, that's what they're entitled to, and we try to stretch that entitlement sometimes by subverting their system. And when we do so, we're acting unethically. Even though the insurance company, you know, everybody sometimes it's very, very tempting to excuse one unethical act by saying, gee, those other people are acting unethically too. Insurance companies are being unethical and not providing chiropractic care, so it's okay if we act unethical and lie a little bit and cheat a little bit to get a little bit of payment for chiropractic services. One lie doesn't deserve another, and we just have to understand that insurance companies sell a product, they expect to make a profit. When we subvert the policy rules, we are cutting into their profit. They have a right to feel upset and irritated. Their shareholders have a right to be to feel that they're being cheated. So we must deal with the policies of an insurance company. In some ways, an insurance policy like Medicare, which nobody really likes, but Medicare is pretty straightforward about the guidelines. And they don't ask many questions, they just tell you right up front what you can do. They say 12 visits for subluxation care, 12 visits per year is what you get. So there's no questions that you're going to be able to get more out of it. Usually I think you can apply and maybe get a few more visits sometimes. But in most cases, 12 visits is what you get. You know the rate you're going to be paid. That's all there is to it. That's what you get from Medicare. Anything beyond that, patient may purchase themselves, but it's not covered by Medicare beyond that rate. So I think we're coming to a time when insurance companies are going to have those kinds of regulatory strictures, and they're going to say 12 visits, 20 visits, that's what you get. X number of dollars, that's what you get, and there's no way to get around that. So our ethical obligations in dealing with insurance companies, whether or not we agree with their policies and whether or not we agree with the way they run their companies, our obligations are to go along with the stated policies, and our obligations are further than to level with the patients and make arrangements for payment with the patients when insurance doesn't cover our particular chiropractic coverage. We have to deal with patients. All of us are in a situation in which we say to ourselves and we say to our patients, we'd rather have insurance company money than your money. But a lot of times it comes down to we have to make arrangements with our patients, and we have to deal openly and honestly. So we will leave it with that.